What happens when two men survive a fall from 29,000 feet? In Salman Rushdie's masterpiece, this impossible event triggers a cascade of even more impossible transformations. Jibril Farishta and Saladin Champcha plummet from an exploding airplane above the English Channel, singing and tumbling through the sky. Their survival isn't just miraculous, it's metamorphic. Jibril, a famous Indian film star who specialized in playing deities, develops a luminous halo. Saladin, who spent his life erasing his Indian identity to become perfectly English, sprouts horns and hooves, becoming literally demonized in his adopted homeland. Their fall is both physical and metaphysical, a rebirth that forces questions about identity, faith, and belonging that echo throughout our increasingly globalized world. When we migrate between cultures, what parts of ourselves survive the journey? When faith collides with doubt, what emerges from the wreckage? These questions form the beating heart of a novel that's as much about the modern immigrant experience as it is about the ancient foundations of belief. Jibril's transformation extends beyond appearance. He begins experiencing vivid dreams where he becomes the Archangel Gabriel, witnessing a new religion's birth in ancient Arabia. These dreams continue precisely where they left off each night, as if someone paused the video. In them, Mahound, a businessman turned prophet, receives revelations on Mount Cone, while the city of Jahiala celebrates below. The novel's most controversial element emerges when Mahound momentarily acknowledges three pagan goddesses as divine intermediaries. Later, he realizes these verses were false, satanic deceptions requiring expungement. It was the devil, he declares. The last time, it was Shaitan. Through this narrative, Rushdie explores how revelation might be compromised by human desires and political calculations. The satanic verses become a metaphor for ambiguity in religious truth claims, questioning whether the boundary between divine inspiration and human invention is more porous than imagined. These questions shape how we understand our sacred stories and ourselves. After their miraculous survival, Jibril and Saladin face contrasting receptions in England. Despite his British passport and BBC accent, Saladin is arrested as an illegal immigrant, while Jibril, actually in England illegally, is accepted without question, highlighting the arbitrary nature of belonging. In custody, Saladin transforms, growing horns, hooves, and thick body hair. His metamorphosis into a devil figure externalizes racist stereotypes. Released, he finds refuge at the Shandar Cafe, run by the Bangladeshi Sufyan family in Brickhall's immigrant neighborhood. Through Brickhall's community, Rushdie portrays immigrant life in Thatcher's Britain with both warmth and clarity. Muhammad Sufyan quotes classical literature while discussing Saladin's transformation. His daughters embody different responses to life between cultures, embracing hybridity or maintaining tradition. The novel suggests migration fractures identity, forcing painful reinventions that also create possibilities. When young people begin wearing devil horns in solidarity, Saladin's demonic image becomes reclaimed as resistance, an image white society has rejected for so long that we can really take it, occupy it, and make it our own. While Saladin undergoes his demonic transformation, Jibril struggles with becoming angelic. Reunited with Alleluia Cone, an ice-like English mountain climber, he battles hallucinations, seeing himself as a redemptive archangel. When diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, Ali commits to his recovery. The Jibril-Saladin dynamic forms the novel's core: angel and devil, faith and doubt, idealism and cynicism. Yet Rushdie consistently complicates this binary. Angel Jibril acts with jealous cruelty, while devil Saladin shows profound compassion, suggesting good and evil are fluid states within each person. This moral complexity extends to faith itself. Through characters like Baal, a satirist hiding in a brothel, Rushdie shows how fiction challenges religious orthodoxy. Through Salman the Persian, who altered Mahan's revelations as his scribe, the novel questions the boundary between divine inspiration and human invention. What emerges is a spirituality embracing ambiguity over certainty, not rejecting faith, but reimagining it as fluid, questioning, and deeply human. Rushdie explores the tension between faith and skepticism through parallel miraculous narratives. In one subplot, Aisha leads villagers on a pilgrimage to Mecca, promising the Arabian Sea will part, dividing the community between believers and skeptics. When pilgrims walk into waves, some witnesses claim the waters parted, while others insist they drowned. The ambiguity remains unresolved. Television crews recorded only empty beaches and calm seas. This suggests the miraculous exists primarily in the eye of the beholder. Similarly, Jibril's apparent halo invites multiple interpretations: divine sign or mental illness symptom. When Saladin returns to human form, is it miraculous or merely his psychological crisis resolving? By avoiding definitive answers, Rushdie shows how belief shapes perception. What we see depends on what we're prepared to believe. This ambiguity extends to identity itself. Are we fixed essences or fluid possibilities? Saladin discovers identity can't simply be chosen or discarded when attempting to erase his Indian origins. Yet true metamorphosis comes from embracing our internal contradictions rather than trying to resolve them. As racial tensions peak in Brickhall, Dr. Simba's death in police custody exposes institutional racism. When the actual Granny Ripper, a white man, receives lenient treatment, protests erupt into riots. Jibril arrives consumed by his archangelic delusion, manifesting supernatural violet, green, and azure flames that engulf the neighborhood. The high street becomes a river the color of blood, merging religious imagery with urban destruction. In the burning Shandar Cafe, Saladin shows unexpected heroism by rushing into the inferno to save trapped residents. Faced with his fallen enemy, Jibril chooses mercy, carrying Saladin to safety through flames that part like the Red Sea. Finally, Saladin returns to Bombay upon learning his father is dying. Despite their estrangement, he feels compelled to reach his birthplace. The Bombay he finds is both familiar and strange, reflecting his transformed identity. Having failed to become fully English, he confronts his origins and the father he rejected. Their reconciliation becomes possible because both men have been transformed by time and experience. What does it mean to live between worlds? The Satanic Verses celebrates migration's creative potential, rejoicing in mongrelization while fearing the absolutism of the pure. When identities fracture and beliefs waver, we experience not just terror, but possibility. The novel suggests our most profound transformations begin with this disorienting experience of finding ourselves between categories and cultures. Jibril's tragic end reveals how some transformations cannot be reversed. Certain falls permanently mark the soul, despite moments of redemption, like during the Brickhall fire. Rushdie explores redemption through parallel journeys. Saladin finds grace by accepting his hybrid identity, while Jibril discovers even divine messengers face human frailties. Their stories suggest redemption lies in embracing human complexity rather than achieving imagined purity. In our polarized world of fundamentalisms promising absolute certainty, the Satanic Verses reminds us of the freedom in embracing ambiguity. Perhaps the most dangerous verses aren't those questioning our beliefs, but those claiming to place us beyond questioning altogether.